This podcast is my random thoughts in regards to my son's motorcycle crash and his rehab recovery process. I'm recording this. His accident was on August 1st, 2020. I'm recording this on February 19th, 2021. So I thought I would just kind of share my random thoughts and emotions. Believe me, they've gone all over the place in the last several months based upon all that's going on. And there's been some rejoicing, there has been some discouragement and ups and downs and everything you can think of based upon his situation. And I thought it'd be good just to share my thoughts. I don't know if there's going to be anything in order or how it's going to go. I'm just being vulnerable and open and hoping maybe something I share will help others that maybe are going through something in a challenging situation. And I should start off just saying that if you go to thereishoperadio.org, that's thereishoperadio.org, and there will be a link for Joshua Dover episodes, and that will be where all the recordings that we have done, podcasts we have done with Joshua in the past, and it'll certainly give you information on his motorcycle crash and his rehab story. So you can go there to get more. That's thereishoperadio.org. But what I thought I would do is kind of go through a little bit of a timeline. And again, I may bounce around a little bit, and I'm really doing this for the moment, but just kind of want to open my heart up to our listeners. And first thing I would say is on August 1st, when Josh was involved in a motorcycle crash, a couple hours after that crash, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 hours after the motorcycle crash, I got a phone call from his mother, who I had not talked to for literally years and years, and got a phone call that Josh was involved in a motorcycle crash. I should say that me and Josh had not talked for about 5 years, and I had no idea what was going on with his life, good or bad or anything else. But then when I got the call, I was told he was in a tragic motorcycle crash and didn't know if he'd make it or not. Needless to say, that was a very devastating call for me to get that call, and started getting everybody praying for him that I knew, and really just asked all the prayer warriors to be praying for him. It was, I don't know, probably 2 weeks into his accident. I'm not sure exactly, but about 2 weeks of him in the hospital, maybe a little bit longer, and Josh wanted to talk to me. And one of the things I made sure of is I didn't push me trying to initiate conversation with him. There had been some texting back and forth between me and his mom about his situation, but it was 2 to 3 weeks before I actually talked to Josh. And when we talked, it was one of probably the most joyful times of my life to be able to know my son's alive, two, to be able to hear his voice after something so tragic, and then to just see that right off the bat we connected. And whatever was the conflicts, hardships, challenges, disagreements, whatever it was that was interfering with us communicating, I don't even know what all those things are to this day. I still don't know. It really don't matter at this point. It seemed like nothing had ever happened, us not communicating, because as soon as he was on the phone, we connected immediately. And again, that was a very joyous time to be able to hear his voice and to be able to talk with them, just to know that he's alive. And came very clear early on that he had made things right with God, and he was trying to change his life, turn his life around just before the motorcycle crash. And we have talked about that in some of our podcast. And he actually, after his motorcycle ride, he was planning on leaving Oregon to go back to Arizona to live, and then he was going to take a road trip on his motorcycle to Arkansas to see me and his stepmom. So that all got thwarted when he got into that motorcycle crash. But to know that his goal was to come out to see Dad really touched my heart also. And I think I just want to share the ups and downs. I mean, this has been a roller coaster of a ride when it comes to Josh's rehab journey. There's days that he has been where we didn't know if he was going to live or die. There's other days that he's had fantastic energy. We'd talk to him on the phone and we would talk for hours, and there was other times he could barely talk. There was times where we wondered if again he was going to make it through the night. It has been such a roller coaster ride, and I can tell you this, that in the midst of it, and this is pretty much for most of his family, most of them, I think, other than his sister, pretty much everybody but his grandpa and his sister know the Lord. And so for all of us, we've had peace that he's in God's hands, and really have had peace about that. And we've all talked at different times that if Josh was to pass away, we can be at peace with knowing that he got right with the Lord, and God has a perfect timing. And as we've seen him suffer, we have looked at and say, well, he no longer is suffering if he was to pass away. So we've had a peace that passes understanding that the Bible talks about in regards to Joshua's life. But in the midst of the roller coaster ride, we have seen God do so many different things, some amazing things in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the hardship, in the midst of the disappointments. We have also seen God work. We've seen him answer prayer sometimes immediately. Sometimes it's taken time. Sometimes the answer isn't what we were looking for, but we just have seen God move so many times. And I can tell you there's times when he was in horrific pain and there'd be prayer going out and then he'd suddenly find relief from the pain. There were times where we felt like the doctors were confused of what to do, and then through prayer, all of a sudden, what needs to take place for his treatment comes together. I have been here in Oregon with him. We've been living together. I've been acting as his caregiver for a couple of weeks now. I think I might be going the third week. I don't know. Honestly, this has been a lot of work, being in the midst of all this, watching him, and sometimes in horrific level 10 pain. At times, looking at him with, again, joy and laughter and fun, and this roller coaster ride is just not fun sometimes. But again, I've seen God work and move in the midst of what's going on. Seeing that doctors and nurses finally listening to us and hearing what we have to say of how to address some of the issues that Josh goes through, and the implementing procedures that are made that he's been able to find relief from his pain. Seeing connections for doctor appointments, seeing doors open even for his hip surgery that normally would take several months to take place, and to see it happen within a week. Again, other appointments and getting doctors that are listening, and just refreshing in some of this that we've seen. Where Josh and I are staying, that it normally is $145 a night, and the people are letting us have it for $60 a night. Talk about the favor of God, just amazing. People donating, making donations to help us to cover cost, and people out of nowhere making donations, and some large donations, and seeing that happen. The relationship between Josh and I really seen restoration, where we can talk about various things, the good and the bad, and seeing that happen. Seeing me changing as an individual. I'm a very intense, front lines, get the job done type of person, and at times I can walk over people or be impatient and other things, and this has really taught me more patience and going with the flow, because like Josh says in his own life, some things you just can't buck because it does no good. You just have to go with the flow, and I'm not go with the flow guy at times. Many times I'm not go. I want to control the flow. So it's really teach me to be able just to trust God more, and just to realize he's in control of whatever's going on, and that you only can do so much. Another thing would be seeing things about Josh that I don't like, and I realize those things are in my own life. There's things I see Josh is a lot like his dad, and there's some things about dad I learn I really don't like them. Other traits I see in Josh is like me, and they're great traits, they're wonderful traits. One of the things that's been a real blessing to me in the midst of all this, that something that Josh is more that's in Josh's life than mine, even though it can be in my life, but Josh's ability to have fun with everybody he meets. We both are kind of jokesters and have fun that way, and I see that in him. And but one of the things I've seen that is very impressive is overall he's very respectful to individuals. He whoever he meets, he tries to make them feel good, and put a smile on their face, and just to let them know they're important by the way he interacts with them. And I've noticed that so many times. He's the type of guy you'd want to have for customer service at your company. I think he could get the worst customer in the world to walk out happy. And so seeing that is a great trait in him, and to be around that and just see that. At first I thought it was kind of phony, kind of not real, but it's just who he is. It's really interesting to see that about him, and it's actually kind of mellowed me out how I deal with some things. So that it's a good thing. But I would tell you that one of the hardships is no answer to the extreme pain he gets. There are times he's getting to level 8, 9, 10 pain, and even after his hip surgery, which we really thought a lot of it would go away because he had a hip bone that there was necrosis, and we could see the doctor understands why he was in so much pain when he seen what his hip bone was like. But after the surgery, he still has excessive pain, which the doctors don't understand why. And I have to say, that's a hard one to deal with. You look and you see that narcotics don't do him any good. They really don't work overall with his level of pain. It can be that the pain just comes out of nowhere. And we're talking about it. There's been times that it's been hours, hours of pain. And that's been a real challenge. I have to say, even though I've been a Christian since 1979, I've certainly made my bad choices and stuff, but I've never walked away from the Lord. I've always walked with faith, and I believe God for the miraculous, and I believe God is in control, that He rules and reigns. And I've just seen God work in so many different ways over the years in people's lives. But my faith has been challenged in the midst of this, as praying for Josh. I know everybody's praying for him, and nothing has taken the pain from him. And yet, at the same time, we have all prayed in the family that he would, when he can't get relief from the pain, at least he have strength to go through the pain. And sad to say, he has not gotten much relief from the pain, but he certainly has gotten strength to go through the pain. But that's a challenge. It's challenging for Josh of just not seeing the relief and praying and praying and praying and praying. And what we come up with at the end of the day is Josh and I both say that God's will be done, and He has a purpose for all this. And as long as somebody's life is touched and changed because of His journey, then it's all worth it. So I just want to say, if you're struggling with seeing a loved one in pain, seeing a loved one that maybe they got some mental illness and you don't see any change going on, maybe they have addictions, you don't see change going on, they could have physical ailments, whatever it is, and you just don't see God work and move, I just want to encourage you. There is hope. Don't give up. I know how easy it is to give up. It'd be easy to quit, but what are you going to do? You're going to what? Walk away from the very God that can bring an answer? That makes no sense at all. There just has to be a place where you just trust by faith that God's going to come through. And we're believing that. We're believing we'll get a solution, an answer to what's causing a lot of his pain and what the fix is. And we have some ideas of what that may be and going to pursue those things and see if that could be some things that are going on that maybe there's a resolution for. But I would say that's a hard one, just to watch the pain that he goes through. The other thing I would say is it's kind of the opposite of that, is to see how much he's able to bear and his determination. It can be a very stubborn person, but when he uses the stubbornness for good things, it's a great gift to have. And so I've seen him do PT and push through horrible, horrible pain to do the PT, do what he needs to do. I've seen him not give up, not throw in the towel. And it really challenges me to be steadfast and not give up when I go through various things. And man, when it comes to pain, I've known some really bad pain, but nothing what he's gone through. And I always say, "What? I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I could go through it." And then he tells me the only reason he can is because God's given him the strength. And of course, if God gives him the strength, he can give me strength. If God can give him strength and he can give me strength, he can give you strength. If you're going through something that's just absolutely unbearable in your mind, just know God can give you the strength to get through it. That it may be some of the hardest things you've gone through life, but God will give you strength. I've seen that happen over and over and over and over again. What else is on my heart? What's on my mind? I think one of it would be just the feeling of being strong, of having to be strong, to be steadfast, to be on top of my emotions, let my emotions over control me or take control of me. Being the one who's the one to support Josh, and yet I know there's a part where I just have to let go, and I have to be willing to go through some of the dark moments of feeling helpless and feeling hopeless, and just realizing that there's only so much I can do, and really get to be honest and say, at the end of the day, Joshua's in God's hands, not mine. And again, just to kind of let go and let God. I have learned that's all you can do. There's nothing else you can do. There's a place you have to throw your hands up and say, God, here I am. It gets old being the tough one at times when we just like to just cry out to God and say, what's up? What are you doing? And sometimes I do that in my prayers. God, what are you doing? What's happening? But I guess God's given me strength to be tough and get through this, just as he's helping Josh to be tough and to get through what he's going through. I will just say that as I close, I really need to record. I have some things written down and there's text messages back and forth, but really need to document and share all the amazing things that God has been doing in the midst of all this. There is so many things that look negative, but the truth of the matter is God has done some amazing things along the way, and really seeing his hand intervene, and we're trusting him to continue to do that, and really be that God will answer the prayers of our family for Josh to have full recovery, to be able to get out and enjoy life again, enjoy the nature he loves so much, and that we're believing that he'll be able to do that. And it won't be years from now, but months and weeks from now. One other thing I'd like to share is just the fact of me having to trust God for Carmi and I, you know.